Up next on American Restoration.
Ron and I are out cruising Route 66.
Oh my God, I have never seen a chainsaw like this.
You got it? I got it!
Oh man.
It's cool, come here, check this thing out.
It's a kinetoscope. I imagine it's pretty rare.
Right. To less than 10,000 ever made.
Right. Drilling out all these rivets seems a bit much. But if that's what Dale Jr. wants, then that's what Dale Jr. gets.
Sometimes, Tyler, you just need to think.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Today, Ron and I have been cruising Route 66, and we've been doing some serious picking.
Have you stopped here? Have you ever been in there?
No, I have not.
That place looks cool. Let's go check it out.
Sounds good to me.
So far, we found a lot of cool stuff. But after doing this 30 years, I know there's always more stuff to be found.
You Dan?
Yep.
Dan, I'm Ron.
Good to meet you.
I'm Rick. Good to meet you.
What kind of stuff you got back here?
We got a little bit of everything.
All right, we go take a look.
Yeah, come on back.
Awesome.
Holy crap.
You guys just walk around and see if you see anything you like.
You got like a GPS system or something for us in case we get lost?
Send you with a flare gun if you want.
There you go.
This place is amazing. The problem is, it's so big, I don't even know where to start.
Look at that.
Is this big metal box?
That's pretty cool.
They used to put that out next to the gas station.
Yeah?
You know, the guy'd come up, he'd sell you wiper blades. This thing is pretty sweet. By the 1930s, practically every service station in the country had one of these bright yellow boxes sitting right out in the open.
It's a cool piece.
As long as we don't get too much money into it.
You know. And it's still got all the instructions and all that. That's not all tore up. So.
Yeah. I definitely want to talk to Danny about this.
Absolutely.
Let's go look some more. Oh, my God, dude. Look at how awesome this is.
Oh, my.
I have never seen a chainsaw like this. Go ahead.
This is bad.
This thing's huge, man.
I'm not quite sure why a two-man chainsaw is sitting here at the auto salvage yard, but you never know. It just might be worth taking home with us.
Oh! Watch my toes, dude. Watch my toes.
Oh! Jeez! What do you think?
Well, nice. Oil display, right?
Yeah, it's an oil display rack.
Okay.
What they used to do is when you went up to the gas station, you needed oil, the attendant would come over and grab a can of oil. And this thing, that's where your spout would go and your rags. And he'd pull that spout out, and he'd have the oil can there, and he'd hit it down, and then he'd pour it in the thing. He had one quart.
Okay.
You want to see something really cool? Look at this.
Oh, wow.
That was the cover. I love this. Although the chainsaw is really cool, I think our best bet is just to get these two gas station items. They're both classic pieces, and they'll go great packaged together.
What'd you find?
Found this oil thingy and this windshield wiper thingy.
Well, I don't know. What do you think on them?
100.5 for both.
Oh, I was hoping more around 3.5 or so, maybe.
I tell you what, I'll go to 2. I mean, it's a little bit beyond my judgment. Because I'd like to give them a good home.
Okay.
You know, they've been a little lonely out here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, that'll work.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
All in all, this turned out to be a pretty good day for picking. We got a couple real cool pieces of automobilia that I can't wait to get started on.
Yeah!
It's gonna be cool.
Like a flipping Jenga puzzle, dude. One little thing holding everything on.
You go, Ron.
There's the doors.
That's how we do it.
We have people showing up at the shop out of the blue from time to time.
Hey, it's Ken. How you doing?
What's going on?
I have something you have to check out.
Okay. One thing never changes. I'm always curious to see what they got for me. It's like Christmas every day.
Oh, man.
See, you can grab that. I'm going to grab the loose pieces.
Man, this is badass.
I came to Rex to see if you can restore my Edison kinetoscope.
I've tried a few other people, lots of searches on it, no luck, and I'm gonna cross my fingers and see if you can pull something off.
This is what it's supposed to look like. This is the entire
unit itself, yeah, with everything on it, huh?
Is this you in this picture?
No, I don't think so. On a whim, I bought it at an estate sale. This jumped at me, I go, wow, I bet that's unique.
This thing is amazing. It's a kinetoscope that was designed by Thomas Edison and his team of engineers.
Edison had this idea in his head about taking pictures and putting them on a wall, you know, and making them move.
So pretty much the DVD player came from this, the VCR.
Everything grew from that, yes. What do you want to do?
I want to restore it to its original production.
When you cranked it, this would spin around and see, it'd do a frame for every certain amount of turns.
We're going to figure out how it works first, take a whole boatload of pictures, and then slowly tear it apart, picture, 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 building our own manual. You know, all that hours in there and the materials I got going on, you're looking at about, you're looking right around 2,500.
2,500.
Yeah. And it is just an estimate, believe me.
That's definitely the high range I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, 1,500.
First of all, it's not that easy. It's not like just anybody can do it. I'm going to hit it right on the head, believe me.
I got to tell you, since I'm not selling it, I'm going to agree to have you get this thing looking brand spanking new. I'd be thrilled with that.
Awesome.
I'm counting on you, man.
Hey.
Be good.
You got it.
All right, thanks.
Come on in the office. We'll do some paperwork. Brelli, don't drop it.
All right. Well, we agreed on the price for $2,500. I'm looking forward to get done, and I hope he shocks me.
The Edison projector is going to be a huge challenge to disassemble. So Kyle and Jeff are starting on that right away. Meanwhile, Tyler and Cowboy are taking apart the wiper box that we got on a pick.
You're going the wrong way. Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty.
This project is going to be nice and easy. We'll just sandblast it, put on a fresh coat of paint, and sell it for some quick cash.
There you be.
Hey, you.
We got to take the shelves out.
How are you going to get them out? So you want to pull this thing all apart?
I guess.
I know we're supposed to tear all these items down as much as we can, but drilling out all these rivets seems a bit much. But if that's what Dale Jr. wants, then that's what Dale Jr. gets. It's gone.
Cut. Next one. All right, let me find out if my dad needs Ted to trace all this art on the side, and then we can get to sandblasting.
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Handle it!
I got it under control. Earlier, my dad and Ron picked up this old windshield wiper box, and Cowboy and I just finished tearing it apart. Now I'm gonna see what my dad wants to do next on this thing.
Hey.
What the hell did you do?
I just took it apart.
You popped all the rivets?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what you just did? You just took
it apart.
Yeah, but you went way too far. You sand it, you paint it, you're done. It's a piece of cake. This would have been a really nice, easy, cheap piece. There's a lot of people out there that don't have all that money. So we lost that whole group. It's gonna be harder to sell.
I wanted this piece to be quick and easy, but taking it apart just added a bunch of man hours, which means I'm gonna have to sell it for twice as much just to break even.
Why is it gonna cost so much?
Because of all the work we gotta do now. Putting it back together, re-riveting, you're gonna have these shiny rivets. Do these rivets look shiny to you?
Let's take those rivets out.
These rivets you can't get anymore.
Jeez.
I can't believe you did that. Sometimes, Tyler, you just need to think.
Where should I put it?
Right now I'm working on B-blasting this old movie projector. And then I'm gonna pass off all the broken pieces to Dave so he can weld them up together.
Ho-ho!
We've been working on restoring an oil can rack that Ron and I found off Route 66. And now it's time to get this thing painted.
God dang it.
I was just in the paint booth trying to keep these restorations on schedule and had to stop because we ran out of painting towels that we used to clean these parts.
Ron, didn't we have a full container of those paint wipe towels, the blue ones, the special ones?
What, is it empty?
Yeah, it's empty.
Well, there's a lot of dust out there, allergies.
They're like a buck a piece. They're not to be used for anything but painting.
Sometimes I'm truly amazed at how cheap Rick is, but his shop, his rules.
They're not for blowing your nose, that's for sure. Those are like totally expensive.
I'm always trying to think of ways to expand my business, but I can't do any of them if I'm losing money on supplies. If somebody's using painting towels like their Kleenex, that's like blowing your nose on a dollar and tossing it in the garbage. So if the crew isn't on the same page with me, I'm just gonna have to spell it out for them. We were hired to restore an Edison projector so that it looks like brand new. But I'm gonna try to take this project to the next level and try to get it working again. These projectors needed a separate light source. So Cowboy's building a custom box to hold a lamp that should do the trick. One thing that I can't stand is when people disregard my rules here at the shop. It's about time that I find out exactly who's responsible for this once and for all.
All right. Who's stealing my towels?
Edison was a great inventor, but sure made a lot of parts for this little machine, huh?
Jeff and I are working on putting this Edison projector back together. Luckily, we took a lot of pictures of this earlier.
That is definitely that. See the nut behind it?
But we still have to figure out how to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
That goes through there, so that goes on there.
So it looks to me like we got all the pieces on this piece.
All right, let's move on.
Nice little puzzle, huh?
Yeah.
Nice, no. Puzzle, yeah.
We've been working on a couple of old gas station display cases for a while now. But we hit a bump because I removed all the rivets on the wiper box when I shouldn't have.
Why'd they take it so far apart?
I don't know. Beats me.
So I just want to get this riveting done as fast as possible and make up some lost time.
Just don't scratch the side. There you go. You're pretty good at it there, boy.
Riveting's easy. This isn't that hard.
I am the rivet master.
You know what?
What?
I think we should have put the back on first. Get your drilling. Don't scratch it.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
What's up, Rick?
How are you? How you been?
Long time, though. See you.
Good to see you.
Today, I came to Rick's restoration to pick up my Edison projector.
Okay, remember, this thing was really, really trash.
I know what it looked like.
Beat up, ran down the hill, dusty, ugly. All right,
I'm ready?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Come on in. Check it out. What do you think?
That's totally cool. I didn't even know you were going to put film in a mock-up light source reel thing there.
Yeah, we got the light source on here. This is a reel up here with the film. We sort of made this just to give it the look because we wanted to be able to shoot a picture through it. I wanted to be able to show you how the thing worked.
When I saw the projector, I was amazed at the job he did. It's bigger and better than the original state I left it in because he's got all these other ancillary add-ons, which was quite fantastic. What'd you work on first?
All right, so what we did first was the mechanism itself. If you remember right, this gold area here was all messed up. You know, it was all different colored. We did all the body work, smoothed it all out, and painted it the same color that it was. It totally came apart in a million pieces. So each one of these pieces had to come off. Some of them had to be painted. Some of them had to be nickel plated. Some of them had to be just cleaned and oiled. But every single nut, screw, bolt, everything on that thing had to come off.
Tell me how you figured this one out.
Yeah, well, I've got this wood guy that actually designed this to make it look like the original one.
Cool.
The only thing that thing does was shining the light through the frame to send the picture out to the screen. This piece here is the focus, and then what you did is you held here, and you could go in or out.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you, I am totally impressed. I can't believe you got to look like this. So the $64,000 question is, this thing gonna actually project something forward?
I put in a lot of extra effort to get this thing working, and the customer didn't even ask for it. So I really hope this thing works, otherwise I'm gonna look like an idiot.
Let's shut the lights off and give it a shot.
You ready? I'm ready, let's
see. All right, here we go.
All right, I see a picture, I'm gonna crank it.
It's pretty cool.
I wasn't expecting the quality to look like this. This is pretty awesome.
So is this 35 millimeter?
That's 35 millimeter. That's exactly what they use.
Nice horror film. The clarity is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I couldn't believe the damn thing worked, because I wasn't expecting that at all. All right, so Rick, I'm seeing these extra items. So I hope you're staying within budget, because I'm a little nervous about that part.
You know, I did all this stuff extra, but I did it for a reason. My biggest thing is to be able to, for you to have it and to use it. Because otherwise I couldn't have showed you anything. Here it is, check it out, you know? So I like giving the customer a little bit more, and as long as it was in budget, which it was, okay? So we hit the budget, okay? We're on there, no problems there, but I wanted to give you that full effect, right?
I appreciate the extra credit.
All right, so we good?
We're good, man. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad I got this piece of history fixed, and I'm gonna keep it forever.
This windshield wiper box we're restoring has been a total nightmare.
Oh my God.
When we were assembling it, I did it in the wrong order. So I had to drill the rivets out again, wasting even more time. Get it. We're finally wrapping up work on the two items we got on a Route 66 pick. Ron and Kyle handled the oil can rack reassembly, and Ted is doing the graphics on both pieces. And now comes the tricky part. I gotta find a buyer for these things. So we're gonna load up the truck and hit the road, because I know a great place to start. Today, we're going to the annual Super Run Car Show. This is where some of the biggest car enthusiasts around come to see some of the coolest classic cars ever made. So this should be the perfect place to lure in some automotive collectors.
I like cool stuff.
Cool, huh?
Very nice.
Yeah, very cool. I really got some cool stuff I want to show you.
All right. Let's see what you got. We're walking up the street here at the car show, and I was just amazed at the quality of work.
You remember when you used to go to the gas stations? Out the attendant came, he had his hat on and his rag, and he'd roll down the window and say, you know, how can I help you? And you get full service. I mean, full service.
I did work at a gas station, pump gas, wash windows.
Yeah.
Never got a tip.
So you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Bingo.
Oh, way cool. Way cool.
It's got a cool heritage to it. You know, it came off Route 66.
Right.
If you turn around, you'll see on that picture right there. See, that's how it came in. Okay, it's all smashed up. The front end was all dented and it's sort of dull, but we polished it all out so it's all nice and shiny.
Oh, wow.
And then inside here would be all right?
Yep.
Here, check it out. Oh, cool. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah.
And then this is our other piece over here. Back there, that's the same thing, was either in the island or in the garage.
I used to remember that.
Yeah.
We had to restock that as
too.
Well.
That's right. So that's what it did look like. Now it looks like this. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Here we go.
Is that cool?
Oh, yeah.
Check the front out.
Oh, cool.
Got the wiper on it and everything.
And Rick unveiled that wiper blade box. That really brought back a lot of memories to me. You've just done a beautiful job with that.
Thank you. I mean, you see the picture, all the artwork stained, and it was brutal.
You can't find those anymore like that.
No, it's my magic. And if you remember the inside, it's got some writing in there, too.
Yep.
So this is what we did. Okay.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
All this has been redone.
These are all detailed, authentic.
Just
exactly
like
what it looked like.
Exactly, right?
What really got me was when you opened it up, all the information was there that I could remember. It even gives you the dimension. It had the dimension there.
Right.
Used to take the old one off and lay it up here so you know which one to get it out of.
Right. All right, so you guys got to see them.
Yeah.
Anybody interested in
a purchase?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Depends on what the price is. Yeah.
This one here is for sale for $3,200.
$3,200.
$3,200. That one there is $2,000. Okay.
All right. Tell you what, I'll give you $2,500 for it.
For both of them?
Yeah. It's something that I would really love to have. Visa. American Express.
$2,500. Yeah, no, I think I'm going to have to pass on that. I mean, really. As much as I would love to make a deal with this guy, I can tell we're way too far apart on price here. That's why it's so important to work efficiently on these restorations. Because the more time you spend on it, the less room you have for negotiations. It was great meeting you guys.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
Thank you.
Quite honestly, I wanted to bring him down because any more than that is way too much for me at this time. So, you know, in the near future, I'll have to find Rick and look at something to buy that's a little less expensive.
We're gonna see who's stealing my towels.
Oh my God. Kelly, too? Jeez. Filthy Phil. He's probably the only one that actually needed a towel. Cowboy.
The hell did I get these guys?